What's up? Jonathan Hood with you on the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, brought to you by DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. I am doing this podcast from my car as we are almost at our destination for the vacation that I'm taking. I'll be back on April 1st for opening day for baseball. But don't forget, if you love basketball, if you love sports, check out DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Don't forget to use the promo code WMVP. Okay, why can't the Bulls just let me relax? Why do I have to get back on my iPhone and broadcast this podcast? You know why? Because it's not John Paxson, it's not Gar Forman, it is Arturis Karnišovas, and it is Mark Eversley making things happen at the deadline. You talk about a blockbuster of a deal that the Bulls and Magic pulled off on Thursday. So when this came across on my phone, I said, I got to make sure this is really Woj. I got to make sure that this deal is happening. And this deal is happening. So good that the Bulls have made a deal to try to upgrade their offense. So here's the deal for those that missed it. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.com says that the Bulls have landed Nikola Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu for Otto Porter, Wendell Carter Jr., and two first-round picks. Huge addition for Chicago, who remains in pursuit of Lonzo Ball. Now, by the time this podcast is over, if the Bulls get Lonzo Ball, I will bring you another podcast. But I had to tell you right now, first of all, the Bulls were able to lock in a guy that gets buckets. What's been needed for the Bulls? Need to have scores from the starters, right? You know that Zach LaVine is a guy that can give you the offense you're looking for. Not necessarily against Cleveland the other night, but for sure, a guy to give you buckets. Let me give you the list of players the last four seasons to average at least 20 and 11, 20 points, 11 rebounds. Karl-Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nick Vucevic. The last four seasons, the guys averaged 20 and 11 for Orlando, a bad basketball outfit. That's no shade at Orlando, but Orlando hasn't been very good. The Bulls haven't been very good. But it's been needed to have a score next to Zach LaVine he could depend on. There's a reason why Kobe White is on the bench, right? It's because, yeah, he can get buckets, but it doesn't happen often enough. So they need to have someone that can solidify at least 20 and 11 every night for the Bulls. So I'm happy with this deal. A couple other things that you got to point out about this deal, and that is, here's Vucevic ranking third in the league in post-up points per game behind Embiid and Jokic. And, of course, the Bulls are in the bottom 10 in the league in post-up points per game. You say, well, Hood, why does that matter? Because you want to get buckets more than just from three-point range. If the three-point doesn't fall, you want to have a guy that's good from the foul line down that can give you automatic buckets. The Bulls are top five in points per game from the pick and roll and the pick and pop for Vucevic. That just seems to fit. And so this is why this works out, I think, very well for the Bulls. Now, as far as what the Bulls gave up, Wendell Carter Jr., we have talked about this on the podcast a lot with Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell, either he was hurt or he just never was able to get into his own as a player. Saw him in college, and he was a lot better college player than his year plus with the Chicago Bulls. And he was coming off the bench. He started and then came off the bench. And for a guy that tall, he should be able to average 10 and 10 every night. That's what he should be doing. And I don't see it now, but as he develops, I'm sure he'll be a guy that can get you easy baskets underneath the basket and be able to shoot for a decent percentage from three. But he just seems like he flatlined with the Bulls and fell out of favor. I hope that Lauri Markkanen is watching this very closely, right? Because it just shows you, man, you just need to have some guys that are unafraid to, number one, defend But number two, be able to get buckets, easy buckets. And for whatever reason, Wendell never flourished into being that guy. So best of luck with him in Orlando. And then Otto Porter Jr., just to get him off the roster. And I have not looked up the money situation, how much of the money that Orlando will take. I got to figure that out. Is left on Otto's deal. Otto Porter Jr., the third best player on that Wizards team with John Wall and Bradley Beal, and he could never stay healthy and could never really pay dividends for the team. The deal on the surface, you're like, Otto Porter Jr., okay. You know, now that he's away from Washington, maybe he can be a guy that can give you 20 a night, 18, 19 a night. It never happened. That dude was coming off the bench too because he was not consistent. You see the last few games? Not consistent enough. And so then you look at the first round picks that the Bulls are going to surrender for this. Hey, look, if the Bulls are good, they don't have to worry about first round picks. If they're a perennial playoff team, they can always get back into the first round if they need to. But you got to trade something against something. And Vucevic is a guaranteed double-double guy every night. And so this is what happens. If you believe in Patrick Williams, you have Zach LaVine, you have Vucevic in the mix. This is what happens when you're trying to build towards something. If this is the deadline, well, under Paxson and Gar Foreman, they would have just stood pat. Nothing would have occurred. It would just been what it is. And that is just an average team. A below average team, I guess, in this case, because the Bulls are under 500. Bulls needed some kind of jolt of energy offensively, and this is why they made the deal. We're not accustomed to that here in Chicago because it doesn't happen very often, but it's something that had to happen for this Bulls team to have some kind of offense along with Zach LaVine. I saw Zach LaVine's response on Twitter. He had the surprised look on his face, like, wow, there's a trade that took place. And I guess the Bulls brass didn't talk to Zach about it. Guess he didn't talk to him about it. But yeah, that's the deal. The Bulls are able to get better offensively. Again, it's not a step that gets you deep in a playoff run. That's not what this is for. Remember the premise of Bulls basketball. The premise of Bulls basketball is that you got to get better year after year. Under Billy Donovan, that's going to happen. But I'm sure that they're listening to Billy Donovan because Billy knows what he's talking about. He knows how to evaluate talent. He's probably looking at Lauri Markkanen and probably looking at Kobe White saying, if we got to get to another level, you got to make some deals. Now, Lonzo Ball is interesting, right? Lonzo Ball, the name Lonzo is interesting because Lonzo can, he's a good shooter. He's a good scorer, I should say. The shooting prowess, it could be a lot better. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've seen enough Pelicans games to know that he has not been the player that I think that the Pelicans or even the Lakers at the time thought that they were getting. Come to find out that LaMelo seems like he's a more dynamic player, different than Lonzo, but more dynamic with Charlotte, as we talked about in our last podcast. So all the best to Melo as he goes down with that injury for the rest of the season to really probably stop Charlotte's chances to get to the playoffs. But the point is, though, is that if the Bulls get Lonzo, okay, if nothing else, Zach has a guard that he can work with. With Kobe White, Kobe plays like a two. It is important to have someone that is a lead guard. He's got to be able to do a number of things. You've got to be able to distribute the basketball. You got to be able to know how to get yours and also to be able to be the leader on the defense as well. And so I don't see any of those things from Kobe. I know Kobe can score, but even that's few and far in between as far as consistency. He's a young player. That's what it comes down to. But when you are drafted as high as Kobe White was, you have to grow up quickly. There's no time for the 3-4-5 year evaluation. It's about getting to a point where you can be a cornerstone for a franchise as quickly as possible. And Kobe's found himself on the bench. Anytime Archie Diakono is getting up before you, that's a problem. And so he's got to be able to develop quicker if he's going to be a core member of this Bulls future. So, as I said, me personally, I'm happy with the trade. not just because the Bulls made a trade, but they found someone that can score the basketball. And Vucevic has been on some crappy teams, and now he's going to be on this crappy team until they get better. And he's been on some crappy teams in scoring, as I documented. So I'm really happy that a deal has taken place, because it shows a step of getting better. And again, playoffs or not, it shows a step of getting better. And so that's the key for Bulls basketball. So maybe the Bulls will let me rest. If not, I'll do another podcast, because apparently the Bulls are shopping Lauri Markkanen. I've seen this several places now on Twitter. I try to shut it down when I'm off and out of town, because I want to just make sure I'm giving you my best when I'm with David Kaplan, 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. But man, you can't get away from the NBA trade deadline, especially when the Bulls are involved. So I'm pretty happy with this with the deal. Now, what's next, right? Markkanen could be dealt. And then Coby White, keeping our eyes on that as well. So this is a step in the right direction, I think, if you're a Bulls fan. I appreciate your support as always. Don't forget to share this podcast, the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, brought to you by DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. And I'll talk to you again. If there's another deal, I'll jump on the iPhone and talk again. But let me get your feedback on this as well at TweetJHood if you're listening. Also on CapJHood. Put your comments up there as well. What do you think about this deal? And what's next for the Bulls? Let's talk about it. As always, thanks so much. And don't forget to use that promo code WMVP for DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. They got some great deals, especially for March Madness. Check it out. Use the code WMVP for DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. As always, thanks so much. And we'll talk soon. We'll see if there's another deal.